This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Law enforcement this morning, sources telling that the man shot by officers in Boston as he came at them with a knife. He was originally plotting to behead a controversial conservative activist.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 4th, 2015. And here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. As you heard, Usama Rahim, the man who was shot after waving the military knife at policemen in Boston, was originally plotting to behead Pamela Geller. Who is that? That is the woman who was behind the Draw the Muhammad contest in Garland, Texas. She is the woman who drew attention last month after an off-duty police officer working security stopped the attack at her organization's contest for the Prophet Muhammad drawings in Garland, Texas. She's president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, which includes groups Stop Islamization of America and Stop the Islamization of Nations. Easy for me to say. Nearly 6 months after 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot and killed on a playground by a Cleveland police officer, investigators have presented the findings of their probe into the shooting to prosecutors who expect to convene a grand jury soon. According to sources, the grand jury will decide whether to charge either of the police officers involved in Tamir's death last November. He, of course, was shot and killed by Cleveland police officer Timothy Lohman outside a recreation center. The boy was holding an airsoft gun that police allege was indistinguishable from a deadly firearm, although a 911 caller identified it as a toy.
And this is 6 months afterwards.
Yes.
Okay. And Baltimore, Marilyn Mosby took a couple of weeks. So which is worse, too soon or 6 months?
You're damned afterwards. If you do and you're damned if you don't. You know, you can't win. You're absolutely right. Marion Shug Knight is being sued by the widow of Terry Carter, the man he ran over and killed in his pickup truck, along with Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, named among the defendants in the wrongful death lawsuit. Lillian Carter filed the lawsuit in Los Angeles yesterday against Knight, as well as the rappers Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, and Universal Studios, the latter three parties failing to provide adequate security and negligence on the set of the upcoming film Straight Outta Compton.
How much is the family asking for?
That's a good question.
An unidentified sum.
Whatever it is, Suge ain't got it. That's why they have to Ice Cube and Dre.
And they're calling the lawsuit preposterous. This is a sad story out of Colorado. A school kitchen manager has been fired for giving lunches to hungry students. The married mother of two, her name is Della Curry. She's the former kitchen manager at Dakota Valley Elementary School in Aurora, Colorado. She lost her job last week after giving school lunches to students who didn't have any money. She said she had a first grader in front of her crying because she didn't have enough money for lunch. So she gave her lunch. And
they fired her over giving away lunches?
According to that, she said that there are qualifications for the free lunch program. And she said that according to the school, the students did not qualify for any of the free lunch programs.
And these kids are coming to school hungry.
Yeah, thank God for teachers. They look out for kids, man. Not
Somebody
only lunch.
Somebody didn't like this woman.
This is the cafeteria worker.
This is the kitchen manager, And so she is going to go before the school board and, you know, make her plea and tell them, you know, how they need to change the lunch policy.
That's right. Give her a job, man.
But and if they even let one person do it, this is why rules are in place, though, everybody. If one person starts breaking the rules, then how do they do it with the next person?
Yeah, but they throw away so much food in a cafeteria at a school. They throw it away. They absolutely throw the food away.
And this is I understand for health issues.
I understand throwing away the food, but this doesn't have to do anything with food that is thrown away. These are hungry kids without.
But how do you
without
know
money.
That? But what I'm saying.
How do you
is
know this, that?
But what I'm saying is there are rules, and you know what if you're saying they were hungry and they actually do they can buy the food.
No,
it's a slippery slope.
No, it's not that slippery, Sherry, because you have incidents every day at schools where kids come to school and they don't have food and they don't have lunch money.
They can't get anything
to eat. And you need some food to learn.
A lot of teachers look out for kids.
That happens every day. But to fire this woman for trying to help, that's wrong.
That's just wrong.
God bless her.
She should be fired.
Big night last night. The Chicago Blackhawks pulled one out in game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. And tonight, it all begins.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Light skin versus dark skin tonight, baby. It goes down. That's
tonight
right.
It goes down. Cleveland versus Golden State. Those are your headlines.
Skin, don't worry about skin. It, Cleveland. Yeah, no. 15 before the hour. Katori next.